This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is the release of the NFL schedule a big deal to you? 877-881-1053, Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Or you can hit us up on the Twitch, on the YouTube. And I apologize in Gridiron. I forgot to mention that the Raiders not only gave a tryout to Jalen Smith, after that tryout, they signed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He last played in 2023. Of course, you remember, second round pick of the Dallas Cowboys. The Raiders signed
him. How things go?
Not great. He got waived by the Giants, who aren't good, and we paid him a lot of money and then still waived him or moved on from him. So.
Dude, there was one good season.
Yeah, and he got paid off of that.
Yep. There was he overcame everything, and the story was very good.
So we'll get back around to the stars in just a minute, but I wanted to know, is this a big deal for you guys? There's a movie, and if I get the name right, I apologize. I think it's called Big Fan with Patton Oswalt, and it kind of talks about how like some people schedule like the release of the schedule and they're ready to break it down. And he was making notes and getting nervous about calling into sports radio and everything like that. And so
he's wearing a shirt that says Dallas sucks.
Well, yeah, because he was a Giants fan, I believe. Yeah. And so I wanted to know for people, like, is Wednesday night a really big deal? I'm led to believe it's a big deal because on, was it the Today Show or Good Morning America, that they announced that the opening game of the season would be Dallas, the Cowboys, going on the road to play the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. And so they decided that this was a big enough deal to make that announcement that'll be on NBC and Peacock September 4th, Thursday in Philadelphia. They decided it was this big enough of a deal to make that announcement. So I wanted to know for people listening, how big is Wednesday night for you? Do you like, hey, I need to make sure I'm by the TV, or I need to make sure I'm monitoring Twitter all day to get all the latest updates?
I do. I love.
We're listening to us.
The team's creative ways to release their schedules.
Okay, like the videos and everything.
Yeah. Last year, Kevin, I sat there. Okay, Alec, you know how when you play a song for somebody and they aren't responding the way you want them to, and you want to punch them for not responding the way you want them to?
Yeah, oh, I feel like that's about me.
Last year, I played the Josh Allen Buffalo Bills schedule release, which I thought was hilarious. It was very Parks and Rec-y, and Kevin sat there just going, And I was like, you son of a mother. And so I was furious with him. So, yes, Kevin, I enjoy the creative parts. One year the Cowboys did ASMR as they were doing it. I know Justin Herbert was involved with theirs last year. And not all of them are hits.
Yeah.
Not all of them are hits, but I do like that they put that kind of effort and creativity into the schedule release.
I think it was maybe the Titans one who did like a man on the street bit where they showed the logo to announce the games, and they're like, which team do we play then? And they're like, is it the Lightning Bolts?
Yes.
And I was like, it's the Chargers. And I thought that was really, really fun.
So that's something I do look forward to.
Okay.
As far as the schedule, we play the game every year where we sit down and I guarantee they're going to go 17-0.
Yeah, we'll probably do that the next day. Stick around for Thursday.
With the Cowboys, with this information that they're playing opening Thursday night, did you feel like the NFL kind of burned one of their cards too early?
I think the NFL dropped the ball on that.
Why would you ever want... People are watching the first Thursday night game no matter what.
Because it's the first real football that you've gotten in 7 months.
But Eagles, they wanted to get the Super Bowl champion on the game.
Yep.
And they said, what is the biggest draw? Obviously, it's Cowboys. No disputing.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, Kyle Brandt had the rant. The Cowboys answered by trading for George Pickens because they were like, we'll show you, Kyle Brandt. The Cowboys have been kind of boring. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I actually like that they've been kind of boring.
Yeah.
I liked their offseason. So maybe it was another way to kind of get the juices going back again and get the Cowboys right in people's faces immediately. But it does feel like you put the Cowboys on a game, you're getting instant ratings.
I agree.
But they didn't need to for the first game of the season.
Now, this is interesting from the... 817, yes, this is when I can start to plan which game I'm going to go to and who I'm going to go with. And it'll be a big deal until I'm not doing that anymore. Another person texted in and said that the schedule release to them is a bigger deal than the NFL draft. And that's why I kind of wanted to chat about it just a little bit, because I know it's a big deal. And I'll admit, probably on Thursday. Well, I remember they used to do the schedule release on Thursday night and we would have some fun that night. Because the Rangers will always be off or playing a day game. And we would do like that segment that you mentioned that very night. Alec, is schedule release day a big day to you?
It's intriguing, but it's not really a big day. I'm in it for the social bits like y'all talked about.
Okay.
Like, I'm seriously, I'm wondering, and I started thinking about it last night once you started to see the rumors coming up. I'm like, what celebrity is going to be in the Cowboys video?
Right.
Like, I just want to know, because we got the great Post Malone one a couple years ago. Like, every team has their different bit. I love the Man on the Street one that y'all talked about. That one was hilarious. I'm just in it for the fun, because I'm going to go to these games either way. Doesn't really matter to me, but, you know, I guess I do get a little bit excited because it's like, okay, we're that much closer.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a football fiend. Like, I watch more than I should, and it's unhealthy. It's a toxic relationship. But, you know, I wouldn't say that I get hyped about it.
And from the 817, I get excited. This is another person. So I can plan a trip to the game. I remember when I was younger, I would get so excited about the release of the Rangers schedule every year because I wanted to see if they would be playing a home game on my birthday. Like, I didn't care as much about opening day as obviously I do now, but I was like, hey, I got a home game on my birthday. Can I have my birthday party at the Rangers game? And so I'm curious.
That's what Jared would do.
Yeah,
he would
absolutely.
See if Juan Gonzalez was going to hit a home run on his birthday.
Yes.
That was his hope.
Yes.
I'm the same way. Mine's July 1st. So I know that there's going to be a series around that time. Because they do the fireworks show for July 4th. So usually they have a series on around July 1st.
Yeah. And so...
So if it's around your birthday, I totally get that.
From the 214, y'all are dead wrong. The rating will be even more through the roof because it's the Cowboys. So I don't dispute that. I think here's the issue that I have. So like, let's say, I don't know, 31 million people were going to watch the season opener. And now it bumps up to
45.
If it jumps up to 45, then that was clearly the right decision. But if it jumps up to, like, let's say
145.
33 or 34. So you bump up like 2 or 3 million people. How much would you have gained on another Cowboys game that was in a different spot? Like, if you would have had that Sunday night game, would that have jumped up an extra 5 to 6 million? And that's where I think the difference is. I think you would have jumped up more by having them in a different game than on Thursday night. But I do agree that this will be the highest rated season opening game.
Yeah, and I'm also, and we were just kind of discussing the fragmentation of the NFL. Doesn't that put more power if they start the season with big bang ratings?
Yes.
And then they're like, look, we can charge whatever we want to you, to any advertisers and like, it helps everybody whenever you show first game ratings were good, were amazing.
And what did you see last year, year over year, for streaming exclusive playoff games, for the Netflix games? They were huge hits. So people have figured it out. They're like, I might not like it, but I got it. I know where to go, whether it's linear TV or streaming. And so, yeah, whatever you want to charge, you're commercial free, commercial proof in terms of people fast forwarding. What do you think the line is for this game?
I already know. So
okay, Alec.
Ask Alec.
What do you think is the point spread for Cowboys-Eagles NFL kickoff game?
You got the defending champions, so they got to be favored. I'd say...
Are they?
I'd say they're favored by... I hate it, but I think they're favored by a touchdown.
Cowboys are actually favored by 3. No, I'm just
kidding. He's lying.
I'm just kidding.
I was about to say,
no, that would make no sense. No, you're right. The Philadelphia Eagles are favored in the early projections by 7 points with an over-under of 46.5. So the approximation of about Philly, 27-20.
They look like they're the better team. I mean, they just won the Super Bowl for one. They brought back a majority of their big key contributors for that. They continue to add. They're a good team. And the Cowboys have some work to do to get back up to that level. Obviously, it is Philadelphia, and the Cowboys seem to play at a higher level whenever they're playing against them, but that's going to be an interesting game for sure.
All right, from the 9-0-1, the issue now is that the Cowboys will start the season 0-1. So let's talk a little bit more about that game. I hear what you're saying. The point spread indicates that you're definitely right about that. But how fast will we go from 0 to ridiculous hysteria if they win the game? Look, all teams... People try to pretend like it's only the Cowboys that overrate their own team. Nonsense. Every team in the history of sports has had fans that have overrated them on a year-to-year basis. But it usually takes just a second for some Cowboys fans. If they went into Philadelphia, like both teams, full strength, one on the road against the defending Super Bowl champion, it would take that night before people are like, now's the time.
No.
We did it.
No.
American Pope, Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
My heart is going to do that. All right?
But your brain...
My brain is going to tell me what I know a bunch of fan texters are going to say, and that is you got to make it through a full season. Or
Eagles aren't really that good.
Yeah, but wait until they get into the playoffs. Oh, the Eagles aren't that good. No, that I'll never fight that one. Dude, they're in the NFL. Teams are better than you think. But it doesn't matter until the playoffs. That line is the one that people are going to keep up the most. And the Cowboys, absolutely, Kevin, I don't know if you know, but over the last 25 years, they haven't been exceptional when it comes to their success at being that great along with other teams.
You know, now we're up to 30.
Oh, my gosh. So yes.
30 years.
But it'll be exciting if it was.
Yeah.
If they did beat them, for sure. I think the thing that I get more excited, aside from the release creativity, I like looking at the opponents and then looking at their rosters to see what we could be up against. You know, who do we get to play this year? What quarterbacks do I get to play? Is there an exciting player that I'm looking forward to?
You're going
to
get a huge kick out of this, Corey, because we have talked about this multiple times today. Have you seen the release schedule for the NFL schedule before the actual show? So they have the show at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, and that's when you get to find out the whole schedule except for this. It was the Today Show this morning where they did Cowboys-Eagles. Today, they'll also do a release for Fox. They'll also do selective game or games released for Prime Video. Tomorrow on Good Morning America will be ESPN. And also tomorrow on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network will be the international games. Then on Wednesday, the day the schedule's coming out, they're going to be on CBS Mornings to do an announcement, as well as announcements on Netflix. So when you talked about...
That is the grand tour.
The partners... And why they pay all this money, because the NFL is also like, hey, we're going to do this as well. And then just remember, they were in the Oval Office like a week ago to announce the NFL draft.
Yeah.
So they know how to get the bang for their buck for their support.
It's all about your PR tour. I mean, Kevin, who taught us that? The movies, Hollywood. Like they do a movie, they go on their PR tour.
Yes.
And, you know, they do all those things, and that's exactly what the NFL is now doing. That's smart on their part.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, Jerry said he wanted to make the NFL a year-round thing. You know, he wanted it to be a year-round interest in people to be intrigued every day, a soap opera, essentially. And they have successfully put themselves in every single conversation. Almost almost every single conversation revolves around the NFL now.
No, you're right. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway. Back to the Stars win. And do you believe they're in complete control of this series? Also, Wanker of the Weekend. And Shakira ticket giveaway. Holy crap, that's a lot. Next on The Fan.
To Donovan, a quickly developing two-on-one. Across for Ben. Save Hellebuck. Centering Johnston tonight. Rebound score!
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Johnston! And has that secured a Game 3 victory for the Dallas Stars?
Yes. Yes, it has. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to have our Shakira ticket giveaway all week long. The first one will be in this segment, but I got a couple of questions for you guys. Let's go back to the Stars. Do you now believe that they are in control of this series? So I wanted to throw out, I'm fascinated by the betting odds. Sometimes the betting odds can confuse you. For example, in the NBA, did you know that the Oklahoma City Thunder are twice as big of a favorite to win their series as the Cavs are, despite the fact that the Cavs are up 3-1?
Oh, no, I didn't know
and
that.
And the Thunder are 2-2?
Interesting.
So for Florida and Toronto, that series is tied 2-2. Florida is a favorite at about minus 200. Edmonton, they're up in their series. They're a minus 250. Carolina is the big one. They're up in their series 2-1. They're minus 660. But for the Stars, it's only 2-1 in their series. They're a minus 340, which means they're more than 3-1 favorite. And we talked about that the second this series started. It was almost even. Bunch of money poured in on the Stars. And then when they won game three yesterday, even more money came in. It's just a 2-1 lead, which doesn't have to mean anything. In fact, you heard the stat yesterday. When it's 1-1 in a series, the team that wins game three wins 68% of the time. I meant the Pacers. I'm sorry. I did say
Pacers up 3-1.
Yeah, the Pacers are up 3-1. I apologize for that. And so it's just 2-1. And whoever wins this game, it's only 68% of the time. So not as high as you would think. But do you feel like the Stars are in complete control of this series?
I do, because they've, in two games, they've established the tempo.
Yeah.
Game two, they didn't look like they showed up at all. And what did I, on Friday night, Kevin, what did I tell you that I was concerned about? Usually when you're on the road and you take game one, it's human nature to just kind of be like, okay, we did what we were supposed to do.
Yes.
You know, and so they kind of backed off a little bit. You saw the, and I know G-Bag likes to use the desperate team theory.
Sure.
And in front of their home crowd, they were definitely the desperate team. Winnipeg was like, we got to do something.
And Hellebuck was really good.
Yes, he was. Then they get back to Dallas. Now, Dallas did not look like they did in game one to start that game by any means. Dallas looked like they had fresh legs. They looked like they were on it. But throughout that game, I never felt like the Stars didn't control the tempo of what they wanted. And then they had their moment. Stars seem to do this. They'll have a moment in the game where they've worn you down and they're going to collect about three goals or two goals that are going to put you away. And it, I think they're one of those teams that, because now they have size and Mikko, Bischel, like a lot of these guys, we have size now to go along with the speed and talent that we have. And you, they start wearing down opponents by the third period. They're beat up, and they've done everything they could do. So if the Stars can last early, then I feel very comfortable with how they'll finish. But yes, I feel like Otter's just going to continue to, what did they say yesterday? He doesn't have dazzling numbers, but yeah, he gets the job done.
Every time.
And that's what this team is aside from Mikko, nothing's dazzling, but they're getting the job done.
From the 4-6-9, the Stars are in control of the series if they don't get in their own way. Talking about you, Jamie, Ben. And from the 4-6-9, so Kevin, does that mean tomorrow's a must-win game? I think they might be kind of kidding.
Pivotal.
Okay, I agree. Pivotal for sure. If the Stars win tomorrow, this series is over. Now, not everybody has to agree with me, and obviously you still have to get that fourth win, but I do not believe that this Winnipeg team can defeat
the
Stars.
How often do teams come back from 3-1 in hockey playoffs?
Probably it's more than you think, because they've also had multiple teams come back from 3-0.
Okay.
So hockey is a little bit different than most playoff sports. But I think the series is over if the Stars win tonight, win tomorrow night, especially because that's 8 straight road losses for Winnipeg, all of them by 3 goals or more.
I like this from the 214. We looked like a tired team that had to travel game two. But other than that, we have looked like clearly the better team. I think that's dead on.
Yeah.
Game two, they just looked like, again, just they didn't look like they had their legs underneath them after they got the win in game one. I do feel like the down the roster also proves that it's the better group. I would like to see a little more offensive production out of them.
Sure.
But they're doing their job, making sure that defensively they're taking care of their business there. So I'm pretty okay with that. And whenever your top line is doing what it's doing, maybe your only other option is go out there and put some shoulders into ribs and, yeah, you know, go beat the team up, go beat the opponent up. And last night, or yesterday, we had a leg up on them on hits, I do believe.
Did we really?
I think so.
Tremendous.
And again, that's home ice, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, and look,
but they look physical.
For the 940, Bischel was hitting everything that came near him yesterday, and I freaking loved it. And I think you can argue this is either the 6th straight or at least the 5th out of the last 6 Stars games where I feel like they have held up physically. I don't know how that reflects in the team hits, but I feel like they've hung physically.
42-41 Stars on
hits.
There
you go.
So, which is better than what, 45-26 or something?
And what did we say going back to the beginning of the Colorado series? If the Stars find themselves in a place where they're consistently even or ahead in team hits, they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, because nobody's used to that in addition to their skill. Like, they're one of the most skilled teams,
yes,
on the ice.
From the 214, what the hell is going on with Heiskanen? I don't know. Like, I'm not.
He's not ready.
That's true. But for people who are looking for like a bigger picture and a bigger answer, he continues to skate out there. So like, it's not that he can't get on the ice and the injury is just so much worse than we thought. And he needs like surgery ASAP, but there's something missing. There's that little part missing that can go from, hey, I saw you on the ice too, can you actually be on the ice?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I think you just got to trust their training staff, sure, that they're looking out for him, the player, and because they want him out there. They also know that they don't necessarily need him. They've already won a series without him.
Sure.
If he was at 96% and we were down and looking bad, then they might say, we got to push him out there. But right now, they're in the front, and they're doing what they need to. Now, game 7 against Colorado, maybe that was the game.
Yeah, I would have taken him for that game, yeah. But
he wasn't ready. So the Stars said, we got to continue. Again, the dude had surgery in the middle of the season. He's been recovering since then. His legs, you got to imagine his conditioning still isn't where it's supposed to be. So that's the strongest thing that I'm waiting on for him. Now, the other line, though, Kevin, from the 214, what's wrong with Ben? I don't know how to answer this question.
I do. His skills have been diminishing for a couple of years. Actually, that is probably nice for several years. That doesn't mean that he can't still be good or he can't still dial it up for a series. But just as a baseline.
Or a couple shifts.
Yes. But as a baseline, you've seen Jamie Benn's skills diminish for several years. And unfortunately.
That's why he's on the third line.
Yes.
Honestly.
And that's been highlighted more probably in these last two games.
Mm-hmm.
Then yeah.
You've had a couple moments where he's given up that. I will say I probably was watching Harley with a little bit more of a microscope in the last two games because somebody texted in and they were like, remember we had the guy that was like, he's going to show he's a top 10 defender. And then somebody was like, yeah, that dude's given it up in the zone too many times. And I probably was a little too light on him because he scored some goals and he's done some special things, especially with the PK.
Yes.
But he has had some moments. Ben has had some moments that have been very costly and penalties that you're just like, that's not what I felt the captain should get a penalty for.
Yeah.
And you're a smarter player than that.
Did you guys like...
I think he holds himself accountable, and I think he's frustrated for himself, and he wants to be better for the team, knowing what we know about Jamie Benn.
So I wanted to ask you a question, both y'all. Alec, I'm going to start with you on this one. I thought that the Stars, and it's sometimes it can be harder to see this reflected in... like the stat sheet. I think the Stars did a significantly better job of picking up Winnipeg's skaters deeper in the ice. Like there were times, multiple times in game two when I was like, oh yeah, neat goal. You let them coast 3/4 of the way to get there. It wasn't like a press defense, but I thought they did a significantly better job putting pressure on the other side of the ice when Winnipeg had the puck.
I don't know if that's just a result of the energy being higher or what, but it definitely did feel like they were picking up their assignments a lot quicker and traveling with the puck. And that was something that, like you said, it felt like in game two was not totally absent, but from most players,
it
was very disappointing. That's the best word for it. And, you know, that for me is just the best sign of energy. And maybe it was the home crowd. Maybe it was just getting some rest, getting to sleep in their own beds. And they're like, all right, look, let's stop playing with our food. Let's go ahead and do what we can do best. And it ties into the whole, you know, physicality thing where the stats might not show it. But whenever you pick up your assignments and you carry them down the ice, what's going to happen? You're probably going to get more hits. You know, you're probably going to be checking people more often because you are, you know, just picking up such high speeds and you are making better defensive plays. So I'm right there with you.
One thing I think we dodged a bullet on, Corey. Mason Marchment. Really thought we were going
to... Nothing's happened yet?
Yeah, no. So they said it's not going to.
Wow.
Elliot Friedman last night said that the league had discussed the incident at the end of the second period with Marchment and the ref. And if
revisit this for anybody that didn't see it.
So Marchment felt like he had been jobbed twice on not getting a penalty call. Once when he was making the move... to the net, and then there was another one in the game. He felt like that was potentially two, if not at least one penalty that probably should have got called that didn't happen. And so he kind of, would we say love tapped the referee with
come
his
on.
Stick?
Yeah, it was like a come on, you're better than that.
Yeah, and
kind
so,
of butt pat if in baseball.
The first time I saw it, I looked at the wrong part of the play, and I thought they were trying to say somebody got hit in the junk with a stick in the background of the play. And I had to rewatch it to see they're like, oh, Marchment definitely like kind of hit him on the side of the leg, maybe hit him on the shin. You can't make contact with the officials on purpose.
Here's the thing, though. That official didn't make a... acted like nothing happened.
And
he went right through it.
And that's why there's going to be no action, because it's the on-ice officials, per Friedman's, it's their call to determine if that qualifies as abuse of officials. they said no. To your point, he just like kept on skating.
Yeah. Okay. So they decided.
Yes.
That because they had messed up and not let not called the forecheck to the ribs.
I don't know.
Or the crosscheck to the ribs.
I don't know if that is why.
Okay.
But maybe he would have been like. I kind of envisioned him tapping him and being like, hey, good no-call, dip-ass. And he was just kind of like, yeah,
you're right. Enough. Yeah, my bad. I'll get you on the next one.
But that is something that the Stars did avoid. Because when I saw that, after the fact, I was like, oh, that's not good.
I want to ask Stars fans out there regarding that. Is that a lucky miss?
I think it is.
Because Marchment hasn't been amazing this series, and even in the line when they said that, the struggles continue for Marchment and he's getting frustrated
and he'll sell a fall on you, right? Like, yeah, but we can agree
late
on
the game,
that
late
yeah.
in the game I did see he had somebody hanging all over him and he was still doing everything he could to stay up, and then he had another there were two people on him at once, so he does battle. And again, at one point he was our only size. Now this right. team obviously has more size to it. I'm just wondering, like, I haven't gotten out of him what I've wanted out of him, but I guess whenever, you know, him and Duchesne were together, they were really good together at one time, and this kind of has changed a little bit.
Let's talk about Wyatt Johnston. Now, Corey, Wyatt Johnston has 18 playoff goals.
Yeah. And whenever everybody is like, hey, we're scoring lots of goals, Wyatt's like, me too, guys. I'm always part of this party. He's really good at it.
And so he has 18 playoff goals, which that wasn't over the air, which is the fourth most in NHL history for a player 21 or younger.
Okay.
He turns 22 on Wednesday. Do you want to know how he stacks up? Now, it feels very unlikely that he'll break the record. The record is currently held by Sidney Crosby, who has 24. So Wyatt would have to score work. Six goals tomorrow to tie the record. Doesn't feel very likely.
I think you can do it.
Okay. I do not. Wyatt Johnston, I'm calling you out. I don't think you can score six goals tomorrow. But
877-881-1053.
Stop it.
Are you mad at Kevin?
He can't.
Or proud of him for challenging Wyatt?
Thank you. See? But more reasonably.
Send in your hate now.
Patrick Kane and Jaromir Jagr both have 19. And again, this is Wyatt's last game before he turns 22. By the way, let's just all appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
He has almost as many playoff goals as years old he is, and it's in the early 20s. So he'll turn 22 on Wednesday, so he gets one more crack at this. Kane and Jagr both have 19. Wyatt Johnston has 18. If Wyatt Johnston could score two goals tomorrow, first of all, that'd really help us out. But also, that means he would be second all-time in most playoff goals scored before you turn 22, behind only Sidney Crosby, who I feel like a lot of people would probably say top 10 player of all time.
He gets the cup. Do you go ahead and put a statue of him out there, Kevin? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like take the Modano statue down. No, I'm not going to take the Modano statue down, but don't you feel like right now that statue space is reserved for Mikko Rantanen?
That is interesting because of what he's doing.
Just put it up after this
but
one.
Both of those guys were ours.
For sure.
You know, Mikko is a transplant. Now, he's obviously going to be ours for a while, as long as Jim Nill doesn't trade him and whoever, you know, Nico.
Okay, I see what you're doing, yes.
But I can see what you're saying because, yeah, he is leading the way for this, and all Stars fans. How many new Stars fans are happening because of Mikko? Saw it. I got a Mikko jersey. I'm getting my mom a Mikko. All these people are all in on Mikko right now.
And how many new NHL fans think that we legitimately have the greatest player in the NHL? Like, in your face, Connor McDavid. Go ahead and give me cut number three, because I wanted to mention this. He extended out his NHL record with an assist on this goal.
Harley up top, feeds it across Rantanen towards the net. They score!
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bonnie hits! A power play goal for the Dallas Stars, and they're up 1-0.
Now, Roope hits with the goal, but it was an assist from Mikko Rantanen that was part of that. You remember, the previous NHL record held by Mario Lemieux for most consecutive team goals of either a goal or an assist was 9. That was 13 in a row for Mikko. 13 straight goals where he had either scored the goal or assisted on it. That extends out his record, which again, probably over one of the top 5 players of all time in Mario Lemieux. It's just freaking ridiculous what he's done so far.
Two things there. Do you want the off Stars but on Stars conversation from our text, or do you want the Pete DeBoer quote first?
Oh yeah, give me Pete DeBoer.
Okay. Pete DeBoer was asked about Mikko and like, have you ever seen anything? And he said, from my position, standing here where I stand as the coach, I've never seen a player like that for me. So he's never witnessed, as with all the talent that he's had, he's never seen anything like what Mikko Rantanen's doing. But then he added to it and he said, he's definitely on a mission. And I like that part because this is Mikko trying to prove to the world that what happened in Carolina wasn't what's going to happen here. He was hurt by what happened in Colorado. And you know what? I'm this damn good too.
Yeah.
So he's got all that going on. So he's on a mission and he's pulling the rest of the team with him. Although they're all talented and they kind of needed this inspiration. But then it was the last line that DeBoer said, and I think he's just getting started. That's what's interesting to me here because Kevin, he knows how to make it through the championship game. He knows how to win that championship and say, guys, let's get this cup. It's going to take even more. It's not just this round. We got to make it to the next round too. So he knows all these little things that are taking him to that spot. So what you're seeing with Mikko is very special. Now, Kevin, the off Stars but on Stars thing is our friend Mike Adams has texted us. And he said,
he better not have said.
He said, Kevin from the Fan hates DFW athletes.
All right. Just real quick. Here's the story of that. I really dropped the ball on that. And every time I see Mike Adams now, I just pretty much tell him to F off every time I see him. Is when we were trying to set something up for Peace-a-thon, I made the mistake of not saying, hey, this is Kevin, or this is Kevin Hagland, or blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, Mike, this is Kevin from the Fan. And he thought that was the funniest thing ever. And now every time I see him...
Hey, oh, it's Kevin from the Fan.
Kevin from the Fan. And I'm like, damn it. Shut up, Mike Adams.
How do you introduce yourself to the world, people? 877-881-1053. Do you say, hey, like if it is business, I usually am like, hey, it's Corey from 105.3 The Fan. But whenever it's my friend Mike Adams, I just say, hey, it's Corey. Well, actually, I don't even say that anymore. I just text him and say, what's up, buddy?
So this is a big thing for me. And I think about this in movies and TV shows all the time. This is the first time I had texted him. You see this, by the way.
He loves our show.
I know. No, I know. You should have known better. But this is the first time that I had ever texted him. By the way, watch TV and movies where the laziest thing they do is that these people have never communicated via text. You'll see like a husband and a wife. Look at the text. That's the first text they've ever exchanged. So either that person is shady because they've been deleting all their text messages to begin with.
You do that after 30 days.
But no, that's the start of every year.
Okay.
At the start of every year, if we don't have an active or semi-active conversation, our text gets wiped out. But these people have never texted. They're best friends. Their husband and wife, they've never texted. Bull crap.
From the 817, I introduce myself as Tolo Ryan. From 469, I introduce myself as Nathan the Inspector. From JMet, hi, I'm Jamie. And then we talk for about 15 minutes, and then it's really pronounced Jaime. So that's...
Oh, man, that's so mean.
He knows. I like to say my name is Chris Hammonds from Strickland Propane and Propane Accessories. And on and on and on. But thank you, Mike Adams, for having a great sense of humor and constantly giving Kevin a hard time, just like we all do.
I hope this is I'm going to send him an individual text now, and he can probably go ahead and guess what it's going to say. But I do believe, I need to double check on this. I think this might be the longest home playoff winning streak the Stars have had in this building.
Really?
Because you have to go back to Reunion Arena the last time, and I think they got it up to 6 in the season that they went to the Stanley Cup.
How much of this do you think is the Stars being better at home or the Jets being bad on the road?
I think it's mostly the Jets just being god-awful on the road.
Yeah.
With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan to everybody except for Mike Adams. And right now, I feel like it's about...
Let's give something away! Hips don't lie.
877-881-1053. Right now, your chance to win a pair of tickets and catch Shakira on her world tour when she stops by Globe Life Field on June 11th. You can, of course, go buy tickets or you can win them for free right now. Caller number 10, 877-881-1053. We'll be doing that giveaway all week long. And now, how about some... Wanker of the weekend. Go ahead and give me cut number 15 if you can. Please. While you also answer the phone. We give Alec a lot of stuff.
First time up. First pitch swinging. Gets a hold of one. Back it goes. And it's gone. 2-run home run. Into our center field set. And the Aggies have the lead.
That's a softball game, right?
That is a softball game because A&M's winning.
Dude.
Look.
Dude.
We'll get to that, all right? Wanker of the weekend. Do you want to start with A&M baseball or kind of A&M softball?
A&M baseball, I guess.
A&M baseball is the wanker of the weekend because they played a series against Missouri. Missouri coming into that series was a robust 0-24 in SEC baseball play.
Oh, man.
And they went ahead and swept the Aggies. Now, remember...
They were... What in
24? 0-24.
So they were
zero.
All defeated.
All defeated.
All defeated at this point.
And instead, they went ahead and swept the Aggies. A&M is now 27-23 going into the SEC tournament where they probably need to win that tournament or at least make a lengthy run. Or else they will become, I believe, the first college baseball team in the modern era to start the season ranked number one and miss the NCAA tournament.
Wow, it kind of seems like... Coach left at the right time, you know?
Man. Or he's the greatest coach that has ever lived.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those players returned, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that the case that a lot of the players returned? So I do wonder kind of what that looks like. That's got to be frustrating, not just a fan base, but for those players. Every time, Kevin, I tell Carter this, and I tell you this all the time, when I see OU ranked number one in football, I'm like, why are y'all doing this to us? We're not that good this year. And like, I understand the Bamas. I understand that. But I'm like, stop doing that. So that's got to be frustrating for you when you think, man, we might be that good and they don't live up.
By the way, return the Tuesday tailgate tomorrow. Now, A&M softball's in a different boat.
Okay.
They're the number one overall seed heading into the Women's College World Series. Here's why they're involved in a category on this list. The Southeastern Conference is the wanker of the weekend. They just said that the SEC tournament was a draw because there was going to be too much rain.
That's like a former producer saying I couldn't cut out all the bleeps.
Yes. And by the way, that's a real thing that actually happened when we played the Red Band trailer for the movie Ted. There were too many swear words and we're like, so you just gave up?
He was like, there's too many, so I just played it.
Yeah, why not just say I can't play it? So Oklahoma and Texas A&M, they're in the finals, but there was rain that day. It was scheduled for the next day and probably for the next 8 years. And so the SEC was like, well, we're done. Oklahoma and Texas A&M, you get to be co-champions.
That's cool, man.
What kind of loser talk is this?
So who gets to advance?
Well, they're both going to be in the NCAA tournament.
Why'd they even play this game, this championship game?
That's a great question. It's almost as if conference tournaments maybe aren't as important as sometimes we put the value on. But Texas A&M's the number one overall seed. Well, then play the damn game.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go somewhere else and play the game?
Weather, dude. Yeah. Now we got to schedule travel and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Couldn't do it. Couldn't do any of it. So they're like, it's a tie. So you both win.
So nobody wins.
Yeah.
That's the real, that's the reality. If everybody wins, nobody really wins.
See, I agree. I had a friend who once told me he had two middle names. And I was like, that means you have no middle name.
That's fact. I've heard about that friend before. You've told me that story once.
Yeah. Think about it, Alec. Now let's talk about the Kentucky Derby.
Like the Cowboys, they have what? Five running backs.
So do they have any? So did you see the winner, the jockey, not the horse. The horse didn't get fined. That feels like that. How are you going to enforce that?
How would the horse pay?
Yeah, that's a good point. Dude, like, here's all my oat bags.
How wild would it be if you found out like a horse had these really intricate plans and schemes to cheat the system? And he's just sitting there going, that stupid jockey. Dummy. All right, back to you, Kevin.
I mean, to your question, really amazed.
Mm-hmm.
I would be really amazed if that happened. So the winner, the winning jockey on top of sovereignty, was fined $62,000 for hitting the horse too many times with his riding crop. I have to admit, I did not know that there was a limit to the number of times. You did?
This isn't the first time I've heard of this before. So this was not a... I don't know what the limit is. I have no clue, but I did hear about this once before. And I was like, that's actually interesting and insane at the same time. But you want to hear my real question about this?
I guess.
Alec, do you want to hear my real question about this?
Yeah, I do.
Would you rather pay the fine or let the horse hit you with a crop? I'm just joking.
Let the horse hit me. It doesn't have fingers. How's it going to pull that off?
All right, never mind. Just joking. Would you rather pay the fine or take as many crop hits as you went over? So let's say you went 7 crop hits over. Would you just say, hey, you know what? I'm not paying that fine. I don't even know how much the fine is.
There's people that pay good money for that. So
all right.
I say take the hits, accurate. See if it's something you like, and save $62,000.
All right.
I like it, Poppy.
877-881-1053. I'm happy you have that one in your bank because that's good.
All right.
From the 469. Oh, so it's a horse pitch count. Yeah, exactly. You can only go so many pitches.
Let's stick with Wanker of the Weekend and go ahead and give me cut number 16 because this is one of the worst NBA playoff games I've ever seen.
Into the corner, Watson. All right, somebody's got to close the door because we've seen a couple of air balls at that end of the floor by Denver now.
Now, this is a thing that sometimes you get on Hotmail, other times you get it in text messages. Like, have you seen the meme where it's like, congratulations on ruining a perfectly good relationship? And the confetti will come out because it just says congratulations. Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I wrote Nuggets Thunder today, the worst combined field goal percentage in a playoff game in 21 years. Congratulations to everyone involved. So every time I open up that email, the confetti flies
congratulations.
Yeah. So the Thunder and the Nuggets combined for 25 points in the first quarter. That is tied for the lowest first quarter score in the shot clock era. Then I told you they have the worst shooting percentage of an NBA playoff game in 21 years. Then we get to Nikola Jokic, the best player in the game. He is having an awful time, and he is getting shut down left and right. He shot under 40% again. It's the first time he's had three straight games shooting under 40% since 2018.
So,
ouch.
Here's my question, Kevin. I know you talked about, was it 24% for both teams from three?
No, this is just our overall shooting percentage.
Their overall shooting percentage. They were 10 for 41 from three.
Okay. That's not good. The and Celtics might like that.
Denver was 11 for 45 from three.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is 24% for both of them. That's
so bad.
Extremely. At what point do you say, stop shooting threes, guys? We're going to the basket. That's a bad outcome.
I agree.
And that looked like a lazy basketball game.
I agree.
And that many missed shots. But that is... That's the complaint right now from old man basketball.
About why the game's not as watchable.
Yeah, 10 for 41 and 11 for 45. You. Like, that's the complaint that's going on right now. And I get it whenever it's that drastic.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
And I don't know if the Thunder are... The Mavericks, they were supposed to... The Thunder were supposed to be a good team last year.
Yes.
But maybe not quite ready yet.
Yes.
And the Mavericks dismantled them towards the end of it. They figured them out and took them down. And the Nuggets, they're a team that kind of fell back off.
Yeah.
And the Thunder were expected to just roll through all this.
If the Nuggets win this series, that would be considered a monumental upset.
Yeah, and I don't know, but that being said, then the Nuggets go on and win the championship, and you're just like, who knew that they were still there?
The Nuggets have no chance in hell of winning the series if Jokic doesn't step it up. By the way, I feel like we have this conversation every couple weeks. Lance McCullers Jr. said that fans were threatening to find his kids and murder them after a bad start. I feel like we shouldn't have to have this conversation again and again, and yet we do. You can be upset. If your sports team loses.
Murder is not okay.
Yeah, don't threaten people. Don't threaten their kids. None of that.
Don't actually do it either.
That's a good point.
Is that fair?
That is very fair.
The 5-6-1. The NBA playoffs are going on right now. Who knew? Because they're frustrated, ticked off.
About Luka.
About Luka.
Yeah.
And Nico Harrison.
Yeah.
And the Mavericks.
I got it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Oh, man. Computer explosions, AI turning humans against each other. All of it next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.